Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
All right, we'll do stop motion first because I know you really have something to say about that. I can tell.
To a degree,
right? There you go. Yeah, sometimes there's just crazy movies, and sometimes there's just movies you have to talk about to try to talk them out. So, yeah. So welcome back to the Visually Studying Movie Podcast. I'm Mark. That's Ryan. Hi, Ryan.
Hey.
Let's talk about this wackadoodle movie that I almost didn't get a screener for. I had meant to, and then I kind of fell through the cracks. And then you said, hey, if you get a screener for this, we could talk about that. And I was like, oh. And because if you mention a movie that's not in theaters per se and isn't getting a lot of hype, then I know there's something there worth talking about. Whether it's good or bad, we're about to find out. But stop motion, director Robert Morgan, stars Aisling Frank Yossi, Stella Gonnett, Tom York. I had forgotten where I had seen Aisling before, and I forgot again, but I'm about to look it up. And it's, Last Voyage of the Demeter. And
there was also The Nightingale.
Which I did not watch. I saw that on our list. So I was like, oh, that was one I believe I was told to skip.
I can see why you'd skip it. It's brutal. It's absolutely brutal, but she's really good in it. And ultimately, I think, depending on your sensibilities, it's not a bad film.
Right.
But it is incredibly brutal.
Okay. So here we go. So the movie is stop motion, one word. And here's the synopsis. Ready? A stop motion animator struggles to control her demons after the loss of her overbearing mother. Now, that kind of buries the lead in that her mom is a celebrated stop motion artist who is losing the use of her hands to arthritis. And so her daughter, Ella, is having to do the work with her mother sitting over her shoulder going just, you know, trying to remote control her daughter. And then her mother is incapacitated and then dies. And so she tries to finish her mom's last film and can't. And then weird stuff starts happening.
There's a whole sort of, artist and apprentice thing at the beginning.
Right.
You know, the master who has seemingly little respect for the person they're training and yet leaves them enough to be training them.
Right.
But nonetheless, there's a lot of dynamics going on in this film that I thought were interesting regarding being an artist and what is it to be an artist and how do you art? What is your method for arting?
Right.
But there's also something about stop motion animation that is always interesting for me, I guess. And this film is not the happy, colorful Nightmare Before Christmas stop motion. This is the kind of more.
Oh, there's a nightmare involved.
Yeah, but it's not a smiling skeleton.
It's not cute, fluffy.
But it goes back to some, you know, there were films that I saw in the 90s that really took my idea of what stop motion could be and took in new directions. There was Secret Adventures of Tom Thumb, which was completely stop motion, including the actors. There's a version of Alice in Wonderland called Alice that's done just stop motion and taxidermy creatures and things. I mean, the rabbit's a taxidermy rabbit. And so a lot of that fed into the feel of this film. And that kind of I thought that was kind of exciting. And then it takes some of those ideas and keeps pushing and pushing, you know, and keeps, it's almost the point where you're like, okay, well, are you taking this from creepy to oh my goodness.
Right. It didn't go quite as far, actually, but that's going to sound weird. It didn't go quite as far as I thought it was going to by the end.
Sure.
I actually had visions of something just a little farther at the end.
And I have like three or four things that just popped in my head that could have been. Yeah. But it's not a perfect film. And I think a lot of the ideas in it are really interesting, and it sort of explores them. And it's nice in the sense that it doesn't go out of its way to explain certain things. You kind of have to infer, and you never really know if what you're inferring is exactly what is intended to be told to you, but that's that, and you know, that space that you're allowed to live in is kind of nice as well.
Well, to be fair, this, like, she is a completely unreliable narrator. So, yes. So, yes, if you don't understand what's going on, it's because of your narrator. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah. But, you know, I think that it doesn't necessarily hit the home run on, you know, I just love the exploration of, you know, the relationship between an artist and their art. And, you know, the act of creation, is it a positive thing? Is it a negative thing? Is it a, you know, it depends on the artist, I would say, and I like that aspect of this.
Well, and it depends on what you're creating.
Sure. What is your project, and where is it taking you to? But there's definitely a grotesque element to this film, and I like that aspect of it a lot.
Yeah.
Again, it reminds me of other stuff, and just. It works so well for me.
Yeah, it doesn't shy away from its more visually disturbing bits, and its disturbingly thematic bits. In terms of stop motion, is appealing because we understand what it is.
Sure,
but when it's done right, you forget that's what it is. And that's, I think, the real joy of stop motion is, you know, because it's just real life cell animation, you know? And so, well, that's, and so it kind of carries the same appeal as like classic cartoons do. It's like, but you understand.
Because it's that physical element.
Yes.
Idea that someone has moved this object ever so slightly a million times.
The fact that there's a tactile reality behind the 2D image that we're looking at. It, you know, it's not uncanny valley realism, but it's like uncanny valley psychological realism, I guess, because it is a physical thing. And so it does play that. And I love the stop motion bits in this. I think they're awesome. I mean, just if make these movies and drop them in the Sundance Midnight program.
Oh yeah.
I'm down. I'm watching it every chance I get. Just again, because to make that in the stop motion method only adds to the tension and the fear of the actual subject that's being animated, which here is just, it's a personification of her mental state. So the themes that it explores, parenthood and, you know, and trainer trainee, you know, master apprentice, you know, creative block, you know, self-doubt it just runs rampant through this. That's her driving force. Her driving force is self-doubt. And it makes her do things that she wouldn't do, I think, if she didn't doubt herself so much at all, because clearly she has skills. But yeah, it's there's a lot of moving parts here, no pun intended. And so yeah, it's not a perfect film. I think her performance is really good. I think there's enough holes in the script, and I think that's where it falls down. I think that we would need something to fill in. I mean, the movie's 93 minutes. It could probably be 105, and they might have been able to develop some pieces a little bit better. But it's well worth the watch if you're a horror fan, as it exists right now. Absolutely. Hey everyone, welcome back to season 9 of the Visually Stunning Movie Podcast. If you like what you're seeing and hearing, please feel free to like us, share us, follow us wherever you're listening to us, actually. If you're on YouTube, click subscribe, that would be great. Go to the website at vsmoviepodcast.com, and that will give you links to all of our socials. It'll give you write-ups of stuff that's not audio, but you'll get pretty much everything there. So if you like what you're seeing and hearing, make sure you share it with everyone else. Now let's get back to the show.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
It's a psychological element more than anything else.
Yeah.
Just because you're able to track the character arc, the mental state of the character.
Yep.
And you kind of go down this, you go on this journey with the individual, and you also kind of get a sense of in this, I guess this character feels like a pure artist. And then you have other artists in the film that are not nearly as, you know, driven by artistic intention as much as they're driven by financial,
having a job and paying bills.
Yeah. So I mean, there's a lot of dynamics going on in this film that are interesting.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in there's a, you could probably make this film without ever leaving her head, and in a way you don't ever, but you know, without ever really even leaving a room.
Yeah,
you can see how that would go. But I like the fact that this takes her out of the artistic mode from time to time and puts her in a different place. And you get to see her as an actual person, not as the person trying to create, but as the person who is just as they are.
Yep.
And I love that dynamic as well. I love the relationship that she has with her boyfriend, who probably falls on the under end of the artist spectrum, almost to the degree where you feel like, well, I don't really know if he actually is
right
an artist. He kind of just seems like to think he is,
yeah,
and to suggest that he is. But when you compare the two, one of them is clearly an artist and the other one's
not.
Who knows?
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, there's so many just different dynamics going on in this film. I think, and I know you kind of at least feel the same way about this, I think I would have ended it differently.
Mm-hmm. I didn't. Yeah. I mean, even up to the end, if it had gone, but there's just something in the end that just didn't land for me. And that was disappointing. It doesn't ruin the film, but I was just like, not.
It just feels like it was an idea that maybe they should have, you know. For me, I think in my review I wrote, you know, they're always going for the jugular, And maybe they should have let this one bleed a little bit.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just it's like you don't, you know, you're going full in so often in this film that maybe pulling it back for a moment is interesting. You know, I mean, I think for the character, it could have been interesting. It almost would ground it more in a real world rather than this film, you know, kind of sits in that area between fantasy, magical reality, and whatnot. And I think if you grounded it just a little bit more towards the end, it would have been, you know, stronger.
Ambiguity is, I watched another film that the ending, there's an ambiguity to the ending of this film that, yes, ambiguity can be good, but there's not enough to make an argument in any way, in any direction. So that's what my problem was, is like, there's not enough there for me to argue. Well, clearly it's going to end this way, or probably this is what that means, or probably this is, you know, where she is or whatever. It ends in this, it just kind of tails off and there wasn't enough there for me to decide how, even in my head, how it ended. I can't come up with a head cannon. So, you know, I can come up with several and it's like, that's not good. You know, everyone should have one that's like clear to them, I think. This one doesn't work it. So for me, but like I said, it's a cool watch. It's interesting. It's disturbing. And you know, your mileage may vary on the ending. You may think that the ending is just an absolute 10 and good on you. Let me know how you came to that decision. But this is still it's a fun film. It's a fun film. Yeah. It's entertaining. It's disturbing. Don't watch on a full stomach. At a couple spots.
No.
I don't know if you want to watch it on an empty stomach either, though.
That's true. There are times in my life where I'm so happy to be a vegetarian. And
this film. Yeah, no, I can see that.
You know. If you thought Lady Gaga's meat dress was a little outrageous, just wait.
Yeah, there's some issues here. It's in theater, and I think it's on VOD.
We're
soon to be on VOD. So check it out. It's stop motion. Rated R. Yeah. So 93 minutes. Definitely worth a watch. Absolutely.
I mean, it was one of those things that I saw a couple. I read the synopsis and I looked at it. You know what? I think I'm feeling this one. You know, right. We get a lot of stuff thrown at us, and I don't have a lot of time necessarily to carve out. I don't have a lot of time for mediocre. I guess and this film just said something to me. And you know, even the way it opens, you have a face with that. Is being almost like a club thing where the colors and the images and the face is continually contorting, and you can't figure out is this person happy? Is this person angry? Is this person, what is going on with this person? And I just, from that moment in, I was like, okay, if they can keep me questioning like everything as much as I'm questioning what this first image is, because it's so striking.
Yeah.
Then I'm in, this is going to be, you know, and I think for the most part, it does do that. And it gives you just enough of the fantasy and the reality and the blurred in the between sort of thing. Because there are definitely scenes that are real. There are certain scenes that are real. And then there are other scenes you have no idea.
Correct.
And again, I like that. And again, the ending does something kind of similar. But anyway, this is one that popped in the email, and I looked at it and I set it aside, and then I looked at it again and thought, no, I think this, you know, this is something that, even if it's terrible, it's at least trying to do something that interests me.
Fact. I don't know how many movies that I think are terrible, but that I've recommended people watch because I like where their head's at. I like where this movie's head's at, but it's this movie's head is all over the place, which is great. So I'm glad you didn't, like I said, if you have a screener for this, we can talk about it. And I was like, it's in my email. And I was like, can I get a screener for this real quick? She's like, yes. So I actually watched it on the 23rd when it released in some select theaters. So definitely check out Stop Motion. We got more stuff to talk about, and we're going to. So stay around for that. But until we talk again, don't forget to like us, follow us on social media. Blah. You know how that works. And until we see you, I'm Mark. That's Ryan. Bye, Ryan.
See you.
We'll talk to you later.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.